Blog Talk Radio.
I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget the first time and the last time we ever met?
Hey, Johnny. You hear me?
I can hear you, Virgil.
All right. Was that you trying to call me today?
No, I've been busy as hell today, bro.
Okay. All right. I had a missed call from Texas. I was wondering if it was you.
No. So, man, you back in Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm back at the house till Thursday at 1:30. I got to go to Exxon in Baton Rouge and load to go to South Carolina.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so what do you think about going down today, brother?
Well, I didn't quit thinking. I didn't quit thinking about it. It's just a matter of time, you know. It's just like an inmate on death row waiting for his execution, you know, as far as I see it. I mean, it's all circling the drain. I figure by the end of February, the entire country is going to be in total chaos.
Well, you know, I want to have hope like everybody else, but it sure sounded like our president quit on us today.
Well, Russell, can you blame him? Can you blame him? Every swinging dick sold out on him. They followed the military-industrial complex's game plan to the T. They sold him out. I don't blame him for just throwing his hands up. I mean, he's one man. He's got so much power. But I mean, it was just a total backstab from front to back, up, down, sideways. He got it from every direction on the compass. So I mean, you can't really blame the man.
Well, I fully understand that part of it, but you would think, at least I did, I would think the man's smart enough to know that they're not going to stop coming after him and his family.
Oh, no.
They see him as the leader of this movement, even being out of office, and he is an extreme danger to them. Oh no!
They're gonna go after him with everything. They're gonna throw everything, even the kitchen sink, at him. There is no doubt in my mind behind that.
That would not.
And at the
well,
same,
they just tried
and
to,
at,
they just at, I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I mean, they just tried to assassinate him again Saturday. They made an attempt on the First Lady's life. They're not going to quit. You know he's got to know that. So, I don't know, man. I want to hang on to a glimmer of hope, but I really don't see it, brother.
I didn't hear about the attempt on Melania. Break that down to me.
Here a while back, they poisoned her. I want to say it was fingernail polish or something like that. And the guy who looks after that stuff for her, or whoever does that, they got very sick. They were able to save his life, but it was definitely poisoned.
This is the first time hearing it is.
But it's just really interesting. I just can't believe he quit like that, man. I mean, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, anyone else, it would be fine. But they're not going to quit coming after him. They're not going to quit coming after his family. And then you have all these people going da-da-da like that. Well, if anything's going to happen, it would have to happen this evening. All right? It's all going down at 0800 hours tomorrow. They're not going to call for a shutdown because people will stay in their houses and all this kind of stuff. And half the country is at work and the other half is on the way to work. You know, so I really don't know what to think at this point, brother. I just quit thinking. I'm just going to live day to day and prepare for the one thing I do know for certain, and that is these people are going to come for every conservative, every Trump supporter in the country. We're already seeing it happen, and it's just going to get worse.
Most definitely. They're gonna come after all of us. And I warned Hurricane Ann, I warned her that she needed to leave that Q shit alone. And now because of that, they completely shut her down.
Oh, no kidding, disable her, Vander.
Oh yeah, I think she still got the radio show, but they took all of her Facebook accounts down because of that shit. And they got this thing going on at Q come out saying telling people to disguise themselves as National Guard troops and infiltrate and get inside the inauguration.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've never been a big fan of Q or any of that. I've always pretty much thought it was bullshit, straight up. As a matter of fact, I've said it on the show several times that I didn't think it was nothing but an NSA op to keep the peasants quiet and with hope and stuff. But, you know, it doesn't look very good for us right now, brother. And like I said, I'm trying to hold on to some hope here, but I just don't see it, man. I just really don't.
Well, the only hope we got is that, you know, on the 6th, you know, you said, you know, you jumped up and said, nah, we didn't go, we didn't want to go up there and start no shit. Well, no, you didn't want to go up there and start no shit. The shit already been started from day one. From day one when Trump, you know, if anything, should have got a battle plan together and went up there and finished it. They started, we're going to finish it.
So like I said, it's gonna come down
to people screaming, hollering, bitching, pissing and moaning. You know, like the little 14-year-old that gets her cherry popped. You know, when they come and they start taking things away and then they start having to pay out of the ash, you know, they're all screaming, even the ones that voted for him, you know, they're all screaming, oh, $15 an hour, $15 an hour. Okay, but what these stupid motherfuckers don't realize is that that $15 an hour comes with a price tag. You see, if you go up on your prices on fuel and everything else, I have to go up on my prices. And
exactly.
Then the next one's got to go up on his prices. So what are you going to have when you get that $15 an hour paycheck for 40 hours a week? What you're going to have? You're going to have less than the minimum wage that you're earning now.
Well, not only that, but there's a lot of companies that can't afford to pay that, and you're going to see them go to automation. You're going to see companies drop out. You're going to see them cut positions and expect more. Way more for that $15 an hour, you know? And the bad side of that is that it's going to affect all businesses because you look at mine, what I do for a living, and they pay me very, very well and stuff like that. But, and this is a job where you're out in the weather, you're outside, you're fighting the elements, you might be in the swamp one day, you might be in the thicket the next. You might be in the desert the following week, you know. And if they're making $15 an hour for working in air conditioning, you're gonna have to drive. You're gonna drive the prices up on everybody, all right? Which means there's less money to go around, and it's gonna be these people just really don't have any fucking idea. They really don't. You're 100% correct, brother.
Yep, it's gonna come down, you know, to people. They're gonna be scooping up $100 bills in the street and setting them on fire to cook rats with. Looks like in Venezuela, you know, to start fires because you know the money is no good. They printed so much money, it's worthless. It's worthless, and that's the idea of this. The printing presses are gonna work round the clock. Stimulus checks, this, that, and the other. He's already getting doubts and gripes from all kind of people due to this. He's backing out of the forgiving the student loans, and now he's fighting an uphill battle with the $15 minimum wage. So that means, you know, the free college that he promised all of these yahoos, that ain't gonna take place, you know. And I mean, They're going to see the hard way, you know, that they wish for Trump to get out of office, but are they going to want what they wished for when Biden takes over, when his economic plan takes over, when his Treasury Secretary, oh, my God, you want to talk about a textbook version of the progressive liberal. This bitch here, this bitch here is the most, is going to be, we don't care to hear you. this bitch here, she's more dangerous than Biden.
Oh, yeah. Well, Biden's just a fucking puppet. I doubt if he knows what day it is most of the time. You know, he is a puppet to the left of China and progressive handlers and all that. But the question that comes to mind right now is, why are these Antifa motherfuckers and BLM motherfuckers back out on the street now?
Because they're gearing up to pull people out of cars again. They're gearing up and something's gonna happen. And oh my God, we've got massive gun violence in the street. We got massive gun violence.
Yep.
So you know, it's a preclude to the plan, brother. It's a preclude to the plan. I'm looking for the first mass shooting around the end of February, beginning of March, and then it's gonna all come down. It's gonna all come down.
Well, I look for all the states to open up in February because they're already talking about opening New Mexico up February 2nd.
Oh yeah, they're gonna open up everything. All of a sudden, COVID-19 is. The vaccine is working, and ifs and buts are going to turn into candy and nuts, and we're all going to have a merry motherfucking Christmas 4th of July.
Yep. I hear you. But I don't know, man. I still got a little hopes that, you know, with all this misinformation being passed, it's kind of hard to tell what's really going to go on tomorrow, if anything's going to go on tomorrow. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
I'm gonna tell you what right now, man. First of all, if there's gonna be anything happen, and I'm stupid enough to want to have faith or hope, but I'm gonna tell myself that I'm full of shit. Okay, because I don't think anything's going to happen, but it ain't gonna be no happening. You see, I would say, oh, well, 0800 hours tomorrow. No, if they're going to shut everything down and do a stay-in-place order while this is going on, it has to happen tonight. It's not going to happen at 0800 hours tomorrow. Half the people are at work and the other half the people are on their way to work. Can we use a little common fucking sense here, people?
And another thing, too, Russell, another thing, too. I watched the little interview with the potential Department of Homeland Security nominee to replace the present one, and he said construction on the border wall is going to stop, while at the same time the libtards in Congress and the Senate are wanting permanent fences put up around the Capitol. And everywhere, and they're going to shut it down. Okay, but to them, walls don't work. So, you know, but hey, nobody seeing, hearing, or listening that. Joseph, what is that in the background?
It's not me. I got everything off. I hear a TV in the background.
Hey, me, I don't have one on.
But yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Virgo. I mean, you know, but I don't know. But all I can say is just grab your ankles and bend over. You know?
Well,
I agree with Russell. If it's going to happen, it's got to go down right.
It's over and done with. You know, people can grasp at straws all they want. They can grasp at straws all they want. It's going to happen. You might as well, like I said before, you might as well treat this like a bitch that don't want to have sex with Mike Tyson or Kobe Bryant. Kick and scream all you want. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, go ahead, Russell.
And I concur with Virgil. Nobody's going to be the 46th president. We have no way to stop anything they want to do. Schumer's going to change the rules in the Senate, and Kamala Harris is the tie-breaking vote, but I doubt if she'll have to vote very often because you have Collins and Romney and McConnell and the rest of them fuckers who will stand up and just stuff their chest and all this shit like they did before Trump got arrested, when before Trump got elected, and then they're going to act like they're trying to stop something. It's the biggest bunch of bullshit in life. This is proven that there's not two parties in America. There's one. And they're both aligned against the American people. And things are going to get very, very ugly for conservatives. Very quickly.
You see, Russell's exactly right. You know, we don't have a Congress and a Senate no more. We have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-out-the-year used car salesman convention. They're going to go easy. They're going to go any way they got to make a fucking dollar.
Yep. And it's going to be at the cost of the American people. And you just haven't seen anything yet. And all these people that are, I mean, you know, I just, if you voted Democrat, may God have mercy on your ass, man, because the abortion's going to get worse. The child trafficking's going to get worse. This is what you voted for. I'm done with you. I could care less. All I'm saying is don't bring your silly shit to my door.
That's right. And look for that shit that they had on Netflix, them little girls up there. Look for that. Look for that to be on primetime TV and pay per view and all of that. And it's going to be worse shows than that. You know, you're going to have your own cable pedophile channel before long. While at the same time, you know, they're going to shut us down on Signal and Snapchat and Twitter and you know, Joseph told me, you know, like I said before, Hurricane Ann, they did the nuclear option on her. They shut her down completely.
Yep, that they did. So, you know, it is not going to stop. What you're seeing straight out of 1938 Germany, I preached this, y'all laughed at me, y'all laughed at us, mocked us, ridiculed us, and look what you got, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, before we go any further, and I'm ashamed that I forgot to do this, our deepest condolences to the Johnny Dempsey family. We love Johnny. He's a longtime supporter and fan of the show, and all around good guy. He was a friend on Facebook. The world lost a good man. And peace and prayers out to y'all if you're out there listening.
Yes, amen to that. Amen to that. He was a very avid listener, and I was friends with him on Facebook. I had several conversations with him and over the years, and it's a great loss. It's a tragic loss to everyone.
It's a great shock because he went in on Thursday and he's trying to contact me.
Okay. What are you doing? You auditioning for the next Star Wars movie, Joseph? Okay, wait up, Hal. Wait up, Hal. We're going to change the circuit board on you. Wait up, Hal. Hold on.
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
You sound like Hal in 2001 when they first cranked him up.
Yeah, that's pretty good description there, bro.
What I'm waiting to see, Russell, is how the rest of the world is going to react to this Biden shit. I mean, how is Putin going to react to this? How is the Ukraine going to react to this? You know, I mean, all these promises made, all of this campaign, you know, and here's what gets me, okay? During the debates, Biden mentioned that there are 500 children that came over the border that they can't find the parents to, but that's the only time he's mentioned it. This is the only time he's mentioned it. He hasn't mentioned it one other time since. You know, he's all up, give us a chance. Well, let me tell you something, motherfucker. I'm going to give you the same fucking chance you gave Trump. Absolutely fucking zero. Absolutely fucking zero.
And this part,
Russell, of you and everybody else, using this term, they stole this election. No. Wrong choice of words. When you steal something, you try to steal it and not get caught. Okay? This was a hijacking. This was a hijacking. Not a theft, a hijacking. Okay? And everybody just sat back and took it.
Virgo?
Yeah. Joseph, what are you doing to the system? What are you doing?
Not a damn thing. What believe you me? I'm not doing a fucking thing.
Well, you know, that point is moot now. All that evidence, all the treason, all the corruption, everything we've learned about the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the players who were involved is all going away now. The media hadn't talked about it, and it'll never be talked about again. There will never. I'm not ever going to vote again because there's never going to be a free and honest election in this country again. Never.
Well, there ain't going to be no more elections, period, bro. After this,
there'll never be another Republican president. We will never have a majority in either House or Senate. They got away with this. And you know what? You can get mad at me. You can block me, cut me off, do whatever the fuck you want to do. But Trump had the opportunity to stop it, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You're goddamn right.
That's 100%.
And he quit, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't give a fuck what happens to him at this point. He left his whole patriot movement hanging with our dicks out on the chopping blocks.
Well, Russell, here's the thing. He waited just like, I mean, this is the American tradition, and I don't know when this started, but it needs to stop. He waits, just like everything else, waits till the last minute. Wait till things are just completely chaotic and fucked up from the floor up before he tries to do anything, which is the typical American strategy. You know, if you look back in the last 40 years of history, you know, we wait till the last fucking minute to do any fucking thing. And that's where he made his biggest mistake. You know, I mean, you know, wait, executive orders for China, this, that they can't sell this and that. That can all be undone. He had the option okay, when the Republicans for the limited time controlled the House and the Senate, he should have gone at them just like Hitler went through Poland during the Blitzkrieg. He should have done it. He should have got rid of the upper echelon and the FBI, the CIA, every bit of the alphabet. He should have got rid of the upper echelon of them, and he should have replaced them. And he should have exposed all of this stuff, should have declassified all of this stuff from the beginning when he had the chance.
Yep. You know, I'm sorry. And don't tell me nothing about promises kept, because you know what? He didn't keep the biggest promise he made. That makes the rest of it all irrelevant, because it's all fixing to go away with the strike of a pen.
Oh, yes. You can look for the biggest tax increase since Bush 41. You know, you can look for the biggest tax increase in history on the American people. You know, I'm going to end up paying $5 to $6 a gallon for diesel fuel in that truck, and that's going to result in trickle down prices, you know, inflation throughout the market. You're gonna look at the price of milk double. You're gonna look at the price of beef double. You're gonna look at this double. You're gonna look at that double. And just like we talked about earlier, you know, they're gonna give us $15 an hour. No, they're not. They're gonna give those machines $15 a month to operate, where you go through and you scan your own stuff and you just put your card or your money into it and then walk out the door with your receipt. You know, just like McDonald's is going to, just like Burger King is going to, Walmart's going to, Target's going to. You're going to see this all the way around. You're going to see it all the way around. And your mom and pop stores are going to go under. They're going to go under. You're going to see massive unemployment. If Walmart gave a shit about its people when that Obama Nation health care came across, we're going to cut our employees down from 40 hours to 39 hours. That makes them part-time so we can skirt the law, and we don't have to pay them get health insurance for them, which is what they did.
Yeah, well, they cut it down.
Which is what a lot of companies did.
Yeah, a lot of companies cut them down to 32 hours. I mean, and it's going to take 6 months to a year for you fully to feel the effects of this bullshit. But then it's going to be too late, ladies and gentlemen. We told you, and we explained it to you, and we went over it time and time and time again. This was the last stand for America. There is no fighting them later. There is no 2024, all right? At this point in American history, we've lost our country. It is now controlled by the corporations, China, and the Liberal Democrat Party, who work for the corporations and China. And you're going to see child trafficking off the courts. You're going to see the age of consent for that. This murdering babies up to the day they're born is going to continue. The butchering of these children and selling body parts are going to. You people out there have turned this nation over to Satanists with your fucking cowardice. All right, and you know what? If you want to be angry at me, be angry at me. All right, because I'm calling.
No,
like
that's right. That's right. You're calling it like it is. You see, just like I said, America, you know, the Bible says the truth shall set you free. But they ought to have a little scripture under there in parentheses. It's going to give a whole lot of fucking people the red ass. Okay, and I hope you're getting the red ass. The only hope I have right now is that the people of Texas follow behind Colonel West and finally drop their nuts and tell the United States, we're tired of playing. We're going to take our ball and go home and go from being the state of Texas back to the Republic of Texas.
And, well, that's not going to happen until at least after the next governor election, till we get Hot Wheels Abbott out of office, because he is a China-owned, cowardly fucking tyrant, wannabe Democrat in a fucking red tie. All right? I despise the man. I despise everything he stands for. You can throw Lieutenant Governor in on that. The crooked ass AG we've got. Texas, you know, people, Texas ain't what it was, man. You pull up on any motherfucking job site out here where they're building these new subdivisions, and I guarantee you, you might, out of 300-400 people working out there on that shit, you might find 10 or 12 that speak English. All right, same thing with highway construction jobs. I challenge you. Next time you ride down the highway in Texas, pull over, walk over there and ask for directions or something, and see how long it takes you to find somebody to speak English. Greg Abbott, well, actually, this goes all the way to Bush. Bush, Harry, and Hot Wheels Abbott have sold out Texas to the corporations and people that lined it up. Greg Abbott, AG of Texas, saw no problem with selling China $1.2 billion of our West Texas crude reserves. They saw no problem with China buying 130,000 acres of land just north of Fort Hood. Oh, no, no problem there. You know, we're going to have to fight to take Texas back.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to fight our way.
Well, the thing is, Russell, here's what pisses me off about that in a nutshell, okay? They want to call American racist. They want to call this because Trump tried to push the immigration reform and everything else like this. But if you look at Mexico's immigration policy that is in their constitution, if you're not a born, bred citizen of Mexico, you cannot own property in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you cannot. And if you, especially if it's oceanfront property, you cannot own oceanfront property unless you are a citizen of Mexico, a
mm-hmm.
natural-born citizen of Mexico. Not somebody
mm-hmm.
goes in and puts citizenship in, then you try and go buy property. No, it doesn't work like that in Mexico.
There's the other thing.
But they can come over here and they can buy whatever they want, and, mm-hmm. and we're powerless to do anything about it.
Exactly. Well, we're going to be the ATM again for all these countries.
We're going to be that until our money becomes totally worthless, just like Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worthless. I mean, I saw people are gathering up money in the streets that has been thrown away, and they're using it to start wood fires, you know, and cook rodents that they're catching in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane the way these people, and just like Russell said, you know, you got people that are buying into this shit,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to see what it's really like. They're going to see what socialism is really like, and they ain't
yep.
going to fucking like it.
No, they're not.
Especially when they start gathering their loved ones at 75 and older, start, you know, executing them like they're planning. You know, that doctor that Biden picked said, anybody over 75, you're no longer going to exist.
Well, that's where your vaccine's coming in. That's where your vaccine is coming in. Oh, everybody's praising the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Everybody's lining up. They even in Lansing, Michigan, at a Sears Automotive Service Center, you can get your oil changed, your tires rotated, and get the COVID-19 vaccine all in one pop.
Oh, they're just starting that shit here, too. Oh, if you want free weed, go down and get a vaccine. That's what they're doing here. Did you know that?
Get a free what?
Get a free bag of weed. If you want a vaccine, you get
a free bag of weed. Free
yeah.
weed with vaccine.
Yep. Yep. That's here in New Mexico, folks. Yep. I'm already seeing gas prices going up. Are you? Are you guys seeing it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Diesel prices are going up already. It's bad, especially that diesel emission fluid. They're getting outrageous on that shit.
Yeah,
that
I noticed that.
That shit is more than a gallon of gas now.
Gas up here now is going up
to $3.50 a gallon.
$3.50
a gallon.
Yep.
For Panther piss.
$3 a gallon for gasoline up here now. It was $2.79 this morning, but now it's up to $3.
Well, they got that caravan coming back. They got that caravan fixed to come back across the border. And Biden's going to welcome them with open arms. You know, they're going to give them a scratch-off ticket, you know, and say, report for your immigration hearing 5 years from now. You know, right. And when they're all gone and forgotten, they'll be working at the Tyson Chicken Plant and for below minimum wage because they're illegals, not filing W-2s, you know, anything like that, and it's just going to be, it's just all gone. It's over with. It's over and done with.
Well, where are you going to see all these big tech companies moving out of the United States? A lot of them are already starting to shut down now. And if I remember, Virgil, you told me a couple months ago that Exxon and Mobil's already capped off their oil. Up there.
Well, Shell oil refinery down in South Louisiana, they shut down, and Exxon is debating whether to shut down in Baton Rouge. So,
and there goes all that revenue. There it goes. Bye bye.
Because the environmental regulations are gonna kick back in, them dumb environmental regulations, and they're not going to be able to afford to comply with them, or they're not going to want to spend the money. They're just going to say, fuck it. And you're going to see companies like Carrier and other companies, they're going to move to overseas. They're going to move to Mexico. They're going to move to Canada, you know, and they're going to renegotiate their tax structure and, you know, corporate, gains tax and everything else, and you know, it's just going to be double digit. I'm looking at by the 2022, we're going to see 30% or better unemployment rate in this country.
Oh, not only that, you're going to see taxes triple in about 4 months. You're going to see it triple. You think it's bad now? Woo. Everybody's going to be in a world of hurt.
Well,
Obamacare is going to be back. You're going to be fine.
Here's my advice to everybody, and I may get in trouble with it, you know. But You see, come April 15th, if you pay your taxes, if you file to pay taxes or anything, you're just a fucking idiot.
Because
I'm not, and I guarantee you I'm not.
Just write exempt on your W-2s. That's all you got to do. I put down, you want one dollar taken out.
I'm 1099.
Well, here's the thing you do, and I do this. I've done this for 30 years. My dad taught me this. Write exempt on your W-2s, and then how much tax you want to take out of your check, put $1. Now, I guarantee you, at the end of the year, they're going to be paying you every year. I've done it for 30 years that way. Still do it that way.
Well, then you know, then they're going to push for the national sales tax
yep.
on everything.
Yep.
On everything.
Bullets are going to go sky high.
And your states with homestead exemption, that's going to be declared null and void. You're going to be paying out the ass property taxes. And that's going to give them a reason to confiscate your home that you've lived in for 20 years and turn it into low-income housing.
And the medical that you got now, say bye-bye to it. Obamacare is going to come back. We're going
to
be
Not to mention, Russell, that you're going to see an explosion in this country of chicken shit check-a-pants lawyers suing everybody for every fucking thing they can.
Yep.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I already saw an ad, Virgil. You called this one. Have you took the COVID vaccine? Has it affected you? And you will call us. I saw it advertised somewhere. I saw it about a week ago advertised. Lawyers are already advertising for it. So, what do you think of that?
Well, I know two truck drivers that had it. One of them's a close friend of mine, and one of them is a fellow employee at Hennef. And I talked to the one who's a close friend of mine that works for L&B Transport, and he said it's just he got it, and he has medical issues. And he said it was just a little bit worse than having the flu.
He got over it
in less than a week.
We've been saying that, Roberto. I had it back in January. You had it. Russell had it back. Was it December, Russell? December or November?
I had it trying to hit me.
Go ahead, Russell.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, I think I had it back in December, not this past. Yeah, last December.
Yep. So, you know, I had it, and I had the worst case of it, you know, with the respiratory and everything else that was involved with it, but I survived it. I was pretty much begging for death to come get me towards the end of it, but, you know, I'm here.
But here's the thing, Russell. My son went into the hospital. He went into Baton Rouge General Hospital. He had a blockage in his leg. He had to get a stent put in it. And I asked Susan, I said, you know, how many of them ambulances are flying in and out of there and people lining up, you know, to get admitted to the hospital for COVID? And it was just, the only thing was, he could only have one visitor in his room at a time. And other than that, everything was pretty much normal operation with the hospital. But they're calling for, we need retired health care workers to come back to work and all of this. It's a bunch of bullshit, man. It's fucking
it
bunch of bullshit. I'm not going to deny that people have gotten it and died. But it is not on the scope that they are presenting to the people. It's bullshit.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, here in New Mexico, the numbers dropped. They were just about a week ago, they were screaming for people to come in to help in the hospitals so because it was overflowing. Well, now, 635 cases all of a sudden dropped. I mean, that's how low it is right now, 635 cases.
I told y'all all that all it is, he's going it's going just like he's going to come in and, oh, Biden saved our lives. He stopped the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to milk that cow on all four fucking tits.
Yep. Well, they're planning.
And now all of a sudden this vaccine is safe, but it wasn't safe when Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're already planning to open the state of New Mexico February 2nd.
Here's one for you guys. Fauci.
You know.
Now being fully in charge again and stuff like that is calling for mandatory vaccinations. I told y'all this was coming. You will have to have your vaccination papers or your chip, or you will not be allowed to work. You will not be allowed to shop. You will not be allowed to function in in public, and I guarantee you that's coming.
Yep. I got notified the other day about getting the vaccine. I told them what they can do with it. So,
but I mean, I'm not going to take it. I may end up living back out in the desert or something like that, but I ain't doing it because this stuff modifies your RNA. And I don't care what anybody says or not. When they go to fucking around with your DNA, your RNA and shit like that, they are going to fuck you up. They're going to kill you. Which, Mr. Depopulation himself, Gates, is a big, big sponsor behind this and Moderna and all that shit, man. So, you idiots, go ahead. Y'all get in line. Get that big shot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I talk to dozens and dozens of truck drivers every time I'm out on the road. So I probably talk to over 100 or over 1,000. And you can pretty much see it. They're not getting it. They're not taking it. They're not taking it. So I'm multiplying that. You know, I mean, we go all over the country, and we're not dying in mass numbers. You know, they know it's bullshit. You know, you may have a couple of your company drivers that may get it, but a lot of owner operators I talk to, they're not getting it. They are not getting it.
Well, that's like my roommate said, Trish. We were talking today. He said this many times too, Myrtle. This was just a test to see how many people would rebuild and how many would cook a pot. That's all it was. And they got their answers.
Well, I don't know.
You know?
Like I said, my heart wants to hold on to hope. Because I can be dumb like that sometimes, but my honest opinion of it at this point in time is Trump quit on us. He sold us out. He left his whole Patriot movement with our asses hanging out and our dicks on the chopping block. And these Democrats aren't kids. They've got both houses, the Senate. There's nothing there to stop them. You already had Delta putting out a ban on Trump supporters because they're terrorists. The mainstream media, big question now is, how do we deprogram these people? You know, how many times have you heard that in the last 2 or 3 days? I'm telling you, it's going to get very, very fucking ugly very quickly.
Exactly.
Our economy will be in the shitter by summer. There will be no small businesses left.
And you know, we're probably not going to have to be having this radio show any longer. once all this kicks in. You know, we'll broadcast as long as we can, but they'll shut us down eventually. They're doing this to everybody now. They're doing that with everybody now.
And then they'll come to deprogram us.
Mm-hmm. Virgil tell you about Ann?
Yep. He did.
Yeah, she texted me earlier. They got all her accounts. They got everything. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Well, it's just a matter of time.
Go ahead, Virgil. You got to. Well, that's going to happen, continue to happen. You're fixing to see what liberal tolerance is like. All you people out there that voted Democrat, you're fixing to get what you deserve. They may start with us, but they'll get to you eventually. I tell you what, at this point, I'm heartbroken. But we cannot let liberty die. It's going to take all of us to save her. And we don't have any help because the one person we thought we could count on to do the right thing quit on us.
Here's going to be the comical part, Russell, out of all of this. Here's going to be the comical part, okay? Just like I said earlier, but this is going to be the biggest comical part. Whenever they having a problem getting the reparations,
mm-hmm.
you know, that always come around, and then they have these massive problems. All these people, oh, yeah, now Biden and Harris and all, but she says she's going to get us our reparations. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait on them.
Right.
I guarantee. Wait on them.
Right. Right.
And that's what's gonna be the match that's gonna light the fuse. You see, just like I said, they're gonna be piranhas. They're gonna turn on each other and they're gonna start cannibalizing each other. Watch what I'm
saying.
Here's
the other thing. That $2,000 that Biden promised, don't count on that. Don't count on that. That won't happen either.
Well, here you go. But anyway, gentlemen, I'm sure we'll talk Thursday about the Biden inauguration. I've got work I've got to get finished up, so I'm going to have to leave y'all with you. So,
that's that time anyhow, but brother, just keep in touch and everything. And if I hear anything, I'll let you know, just like we have been all weekend. And stuff, but we'll be back Thursday. And our condolences to Johnny Dempsey's family and everything. And he's going to be missed. He's going to be very much missed.
All right. Well, good night, America. This is good.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and close the show. We'll be back on Thursday. And everything. We'll just pray. And we'll just, that's all we got to do right now. So. Virgil, anything you want to say before we shut off?
No, I'm going to bed.
All righty, brother. You be careful out there on the road. And everybody else, we'll see you. Good night, everybody.
See you later. Good night.